Hello to everybody. Good afternoon and welcome back to my community live radio show in Galway Mondays. I'm so glad because I have the privilege of introducing this fantastic musician, Stephen Moles, and she's going with
Annie J.
Ole in Spanish. Ole y ole. Say your name, please, for everybody.
I'm Stephen Moles. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for coming, as well as enjoy with us on my NGO Jazz Calls.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
You are from Switzerland, but you are living in Galway, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah. Yeah, I moved here 9 years ago now, which seems a bit like too long almost. But I spent some time in the States as well, so I kind of go back and forth between Galway, Ireland, and the United States. So that's kind of the crack.
And tell me, because you are from United States, right?
That's right. I'm here visiting. When he's in LA, we play together. So I came over to see what Galway is all about.
So tell me, what was the principal reason that moving from here?
Well, I went to college in the States and I did my undergrad. And so I kind of wanted to move back to Europe, but I wanted to live in a country, an English-speaking country. And so I applied to a master's program here at this university and I got accepted. And so I came here, moved here. I didn't finish the master's, which is actually quite good because I started playing music instead, started busking on the streets. And then, you know, I got in a couple of different bands and sort of the thing developed over time.
Good, good. I like to hear that. And you, what's your opinion about Galway?
I love it. It seems like a great place to be a musician. I can see maybe there's times where there's more tourists, there's more going on, but on the whole, I've already experienced so much music and I love it as a musician. It's been fun to be here.
It's incredible. It's a completely musical city.
Yeah,
I have never seen before in Europe, maybe.
I know, it's crazy. I think it's difficult to find another place in Europe where music is so alive. Especially kind of like folk music and these kinds of styles of music where the people are still very connected to it, you know. I think in a lot of the world, especially the Western world, I think people are, they listen to a lot of big stars out there, you know, the Taylor Swifts and the whatevers of this world, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like it's very, in a way, disconnected. It's a famous person who does the music and we just listen to it. Well, here instead, I feel like it's almost people do participate a lot in the musical process. It's still part of the culture.
Incredible, incredible. Because you are from the United States. Have you been before or seen before something similar like this in the United States?
Honestly, no. I think the closest that I've gotten to it is the session that Stephen created in our town. That's the most close to this that I've experienced. But on the whole, no, it seems like music is very valued in Galway in a way that I really appreciate. And I'd like to experience more in the States or find more avenues for that kind of communal music experience.
I cannot wait for listen to you. I'm sure all of the audience will be in the same way. And please, if you like it, we can play a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, yeah. We can play Bury Me Underneath the Weeping Willow, which is an American folk song. We've done it with Annie a few times. We might forget some of the lyrics, but whatever.
Doesn't matter. We need to think we are live program, and this is noisy. So
it's all right. I do it all the time, so it's okay. Like,
you know perfectly.
Well, it's like I just, you know, like, you know, mistakes are made all the time. It's not like a recording where everything is very much edited and everything, so it's like you just kind of go with the flow, you know.
Bueno, y ahora en español, porque tenemos la suerte que es que mi músico, el músico que ha venido hoy, tan maravilloso, Steven, él habla español.
Sí, lo hablo un poco. Lo entiendo más que lo hablo, pero sí.
Es muy humilde, pero habla muy bien el español.
Sí, no pienso como antes un poquito más mejor, ahora hace años que no lo hablo frecuentemente, por esto me viene un poquito difícil.
¿Y puedes, para los oyentes españoles, decirnos qué es lo que vas a tocar, por favor?
Sí, voy a tocar una canción, se llama Bury Me Underneath the Weeping Willow. No sé cómo decir esto en español, no es posible. Es una canción americana, folk. Y la tocamos bastante frecuentemente con Annie cuando soy en América. Y, vale.
Venga, estupendo. Vale, vale, venga. Ole, ole.
Let's go. My heart is sad and I am lonely, for the only one I love. When shall I see him? Oh, no, never, till we meet in heaven above. So bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, where he will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. Tomorrow was our wedding day, oh God, where can he be? He's out according with another, and no longer cares for me. So bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so he will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. He told me that he dearly loved me, how could I believe it untrue? Until the angel softly whispered he would be untrue to you. So bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so he will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me.
Fantastic, excellent, good. Everybody, they are excited here.
There you go.
You have another group, Green Brothers.
Evergreen Brothers. Evergreen, that's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what is the experience playing with another people?
Oh, I think for me it's the best thing ever. You know, like I kind of get really I get the most out of music when I'm playing with other people. It's when I feel that connection with others and everything's kind of going together and all the parts are fitting. That for me is the moment. You know, there are people out there who like to play, you know, by themselves, like to do their own songs and all that, you know, the kind of solo players, and that's great. I'm not like that at all. I'm a very social player. So that's kind of what I like.
Yeah. Bueno, ahora un poco en español.
Vale.
¿Por qué?
Vale, vale.
Me encanta.
Vamos, ándale.
Ay. Resulta que es que él lleva 15 años tocando con el grupo. Con el grupo este, ¿no?
No, solo 2 años.
Ah, 2. Ah, sí. Entonces estaba yo confundida.
No, ¿por qué 15 años?
¿Por qué 15? Ay, no sé, ¿por qué?
No sé también.
Entonces, mira, como tengo que hacer tantas entrevistas a tantos músicos, me he confundido.
No, 2 años. Como hay personas en el grupo que conozco de no muchos años, como hace, no sé, 5 o 6 años. Y toqué con ellos también en otros grupos, pero este grupo, como estamos juntos, solo 2 años, más o menos.
Ah, bueno, lo siento, estas son las cosas del directo, pero bueno, queda muy natural y sí, se rectifica.
Claro, sí, sí.
Bueno, cuéntanos cómo ha sido esa experiencia en estos dos últimos años.
Una experiencia fantástica, fantástica. Como, claro, el invierno es un poquito como no hay muchos conciertos, no hay mucho hacer aquí en Galway, pero en el verano, como hay, tocamos en la calle, en los bares, los festivales, y como los otros son muy amables, como es un grupo muy bueno de gente, me gusta mucho.
A mí también, me encanta, ya estoy en el club de fans, además en el club al español. What about you? Tell us about when you are improve your music and everything.
I enjoy the communal element as well. There's something about singing with other people for me that's unlike anything in this world, just the creating of a harmony of two voices or more than two voices. To me, that's the most magical thing. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I love singing. It's my favorite thing in the world.
This magical way. This I completely agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you've ever done sports or something with other people that require a lot of coordination. You know, if you're experienced, it's a bit like that when everybody has to kind of work together for something to work. You know, and you can hear it when it works.
You were in many festivals, in Dublin, in Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin. We're going to do in the Howth Blues and Roots Festival as well. What else? We're going to play the Saturday for the Galway Arts Festival as well. We played for the Film Flaw too. So we get around.
Including Germany.
In Germany too, yeah. Last year we went to Germany and we did a few dates there too. Yeah.
Tell us, what was this experience?
It was cool. We went to Leipzig and Berlin as well. One of our members, Astor, he used to live in Leipzig, so it was through him that we had the connections. And yeah, we played in different bars, different clubs, and it was good fun. We didn't make much money, unfortunately. Which is usually in these kinds of tours, you know, you make money playing, but also you spend a lot traveling, accommodation, food, whatever. But it's more for the experience than anything else, you know.
This is another reason that I cannot understand why all musicians in general, all artists need support, including the government. For the government, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think it's always, the arts are always kind of a little bit underfunded, and artists, I think, always have trouble earning enough money. I think part of it is societal perception. All of society kind of treats sometimes music and art and artists like painters and everything else like, yeah, that's pretty, but, you know, it's not useful at the end of the day, which is not, maybe that's an oversimplification, it is useful, but you can't eat it, you know, it comes second to healthcare and other things. But in a way, like if you live in a world without artistic expression, without creative expression, it's kind of depressing. So I think it's as necessary as healthcare, food, all kinds of other things, you know, security. Yeah.
I hopefully you can be in Spain, please, and play music there.
Absolutely, yeah. I've done it before. I can do it again. yeah.
So, what prior singles or tours do you have planned in the near future?
Like musical tours? Yes. So, in the near future, nothing outside of Ireland. We're going to go to Dublin soon enough. We're going to go back up to Donegal soon enough as well. But in next summer, we have a trip to Switzerland planned already. So we're playing at a festival there. And we might be going to the States. We're organizing like a little U.S. tour, if you will, or a part of the U.S.
Is Switzerland in Italy? No, Italy, Switzerland.
No, this will be in the German part of Switzerland. Okay. Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Mi piace tanto parlare in italiano.
Ah sì? Perfetto, possiamo anche parlare in italiano un po' se vuoi. Yeah.
Don't you guys have a single coming out?
We recently released oh my god, Shady Groves. Shady Grove actually it's on Spotify, and we have The Cuckoo as well is going to be released. So they're both old folk songs, you know.
Good. So can you play something for us, please?
Yeah, we can play one more. Any requests?
There's a couple we could do, maybe Rain and Snow, or what do you feel like playing?
We can play Rain and Snow. Oops. Another sing-along. We can make it a little shorter.
Yeah, let's just do the...
Gotta get the banjo and tune for this one. Sorry, banjos are not like guitars. You know, it takes a second to get them in tune.
Fantástico, maravilloso, increíble. Tengo mis vellos de punta. Vamos, vamos.
I know, especially when Annie sings. She's such a good singer, you know.
Your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What musical dreams would you like to achieve in the coming years?
I think for me, it's always about playing with other people. So I'm not really too concerned about playing huge gigs or necessarily even doing more all the time, although obviously sometimes, you know, it's more, having more gigs is a good thing generally, but really it's more about enjoying kind of the process of playing with people. And
very interesting.
Yeah.
And you
kind of have the same idea about it, where it's something that I have to do because it just has to come out of me. So whether it's something I am paid for or not, it's something that I'll be doing because it's just a necessary expression. And back home, I teach music to children, so I get to sing all day. So for me, that's what it's all about. And also, I like to write my own music. And success for me as a musician is touching one person's heart or finding the ears that need the song or want the song. To me, that's...
What was the experience when you are teaching with children?
Oh, it's such a privilege and a joy to get to introduce children to music, because I think music is undervalued. It's a necessary human right. I like to say music is for everyone. I think sometimes we reserve the idea that music is just for the people who are talented. Or, and sure, there are some people who have natural inclination towards music, but I truly believe music is for everybody and should be something that's a part of our daily lives. And starting young with young kids, introducing them to music, that they can make music and they can enjoy music, I feel really passionately about that. So
fantastic. And you have your song spirit with the children?
No. I have zero experience singing with children. Like
it's noisy, it's noisy. Tell us where and when we can find you.
Well, you can find us on Shop Street on a sunny day.
Important, because thanks to him, everybody are so happy on the street.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can find us usually in Galway on the street, or usually playing at the Salt House or at the Dewdrop, or hanging out at Nocton's, for example. And then you can find the group online on Instagram. So that's the Evergreen Brothers. You can find myself online as well as Stephen Mollis as myself, Annie J as well. I think it's just your...
Yeah, Annie J. Lynn. Okay. Yeah, Annie J.
on Instagram. And yeah, obviously on Spotify as well with the Evergreen Brothers. We have a couple of singles released. So yeah.
Now about your public in general, can you tell us the relationship that you have with your fans? Including me, myself including.
Well, it's always. I mean, it's
fantastic.
Sorry. It's always really nice to have a response with, you know, the response we get from the public. You know, after all, how can I put it? We are there to entertain. You know, and if we can touch some people, if we can somehow get across, and you can see that they're vibing with it, sometimes what happens you get a bit of a feedback loop. We're kind of vibing. It's going very well. People who are watching us are also kind of, you can see them moving, they're really kind of responding to it, and we see that, and that makes us as well even more involved, and it goes around and around in a circle like that.
Yeah. Can you play another music?
Yeah, we can play another song.
Another song?
Sure.
Would you want to play one of yours maybe?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean double C, or do you want standard?
Let's see.
I can put it in standard.
Put it in standard. Don't you feel that?
Well, you can just play about shelf.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, not the whole thing.
Just a little bit.
I can just hum along, you know.
Okay. Thanks for including me. I'm just on holiday. This cool. is great.
She's fantastic. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, she'll be doing one of her own songs.
I used to be a siren swimming in the deep. Now I'm just a shell, and I sit around and weep. 'Cause I wanted pretty seashells, mirrors and combs and sweet sea pearls. And I wanted to kiss a sailor and sing his song alone. But now I have sung it, and I'm alone.
Amazing.
That's an original one from Annie.
Yeah.
It is incredible because they cannot see the face of all people because we are completely enthusiastic, completely fantastic, completely, I cannot say nothing.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thanks.
What's your opinion about the electronic music?
Oh, nothing against it. I think it's great. It's another form of music, and it doesn't matter whether you're, hitting a tabletop with a stick, or whether you're pushing buttons on a computer. Obviously, there is the other side of it in which, how can I put it? Well, it's not my favorite, personally, and you can tell because I'm a banjo player and play folk music. But it can feel a little sometimes removed. You know, it can feel like, again, kind of there's a separation there between kind of the person who makes the music and the listener. On the other hand, anybody can open up a laptop, and if they can get good at it, they can make that kind of music. So I think it's a bit of a mixed bag, really, you know.
It is incredible. O lo digo también en español porque me encanta escuchar eso, porque realmente la música electrónica hace también vibrar. Es diferente al músico, está claro, sí. Está claro, totalmente diferente. Pero bueno, también la gente baila, siente algo, ¿verdad?
Sí, es música, al final del día es siempre música. No importa cuál instrumento utilizas por hacerla. Por esto sí.
Hombre, está claro que el músico tiene mucho trabajo, que eso no se lo quita a nadie, mucha práctica, ¿verdad?
Sí, sí, claro, pero también para crear música electrónica buena, también no, como necesita mucho trabajo también, mucha práctica también.
Muy bien, me encanta escuchar eso porque hay músicos que están totalmente en contra de la música electrónica y no, tampoco es eso, ¿verdad?
Sí, sí, no, sabes, también porque es más fácil, y yo pienso cuando hay una persona como un DJ que toca, pero es una persona que puede tocar para mucha gente y también para el, no sé, el sitio, no sé, el bar, lo que es, que lo pagan, es más barato porque tienes que pagar una persona y no un grupo entero.
Exacto, es verdad. Por eso ahora en las bodas está de moda, por lo menos en España, que es llevar un DJ y nada.
Sí, sí, pero también como es lo que la gente quiere, también quieren, le gusta esta música, quieren bailar. Bueno, como...
pues se respeta y ya está, ¿no?
Sí, sí, sí. Mira, sí.
Ya está. You, what's your opinion about on electronic music?
I think it's just as much music as anything else. It's a different form and I actually really enjoy some electronic music, but yeah, I think it takes a whole different set of skills, and I actually find that maybe there's like a different personality or a different way people's brain works that leads you towards more of a acoustic or instrumental approach versus a computer approach, and I don't think one's better than the other. It's more preference, but I'm also really fascinated by like synthesizers and using machines to create music. I don't myself do that, but I like to watch other people use modular synths and things like that, that are more analog and digital combined. So I think that it's a whole other world. It's just, I'm a big fan of people using their brains rather than AI, so go for it.
Good, I'm complicated, agree. Yeah. So, ¿eres bueno en otras disciplinas aparte de la música?
Sí, como no, me gusta jugar a ajedrez.
Sí, ah, muy sí, bueno, sí, muy sí. Bueno, sí. Sí, sí. Soy de persona inteligente.
No, puede ser, no lo sé, pero también practico el ruso, como me gusta mucho como idioma.
Vaya, qué interesante.
Sí, sí, me gustan los idiomas y también me gusta escribir, también como a veces escribo poemas o algo así. No sé qué.
Es que me gusta preguntar eso porque la mayoría de los músicos están muy, muy cercanos al arte también de dibujar, del dibujo. Ajá. Y entonces me hace gracia porque cuando me has dicho el ruso, otros idiomas y además tan interesantes, digo, la verdad que eres original.
Puede ser que sí, yo pienso que especialmente ahora el ruso no es un idioma popular.
¿Verdad?
Esta cosa también. Pero me gusta porque es complicado, es como un puzzle, como una cosa que necesita, sí, necesita mi mente.
He has a very special brain. Yeah, he's got a knack for figuring things out. Languages and language and music are very related, so it doesn't surprise me that he's good at both of them.
Very American.
Mm-hmm. What is your opinion about YouTube or Spotify music or while talking about the music in general?
I think it's like the internet, it's a double-sided sword, really, because you can, on the one hand, you have access to so much music, you know, and that's very important. But on the other hand, what you get is also this kind of inflation. And so there is so much stuff out there that you don't even, the value of the single song kind of gets really lost within the avalanche of stuff that you have online. So it depends. It's neither good nor ill. It's kind of a bit of both.
And you?
Yeah, I think, especially recently, I need to educate myself more on, there's a lot of discussion around Spotify itself as whether or not it's giving its due to the artists that make Spotify what it is. But I agree with Stephen that that it's just oversaturated at the moment. So it's a great way to get your music to people who want to listen to it because it's very accessible. But as far as there is a conversation to be had around which music platforms are actually benefiting the artists versus exploiting them. So I don't have all the information on that, but
I'm so happy here and so glad with this fabulous and incredible musician. I feel privileged. But unfortunately, we don't have any more time today. So it's time to say bye-bye, adios, arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
In Russo?
Das Vidania.
And we're done here.
Yeah. What other languages are there? Au revoir. Mm-hmm. There is that, yeah. That's, I think, it for the languages.
Yeah. Aloha.
Ay, aloha. I love aloha. My favorite aloha is good. Oh, ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Alla prossima.
Thank you so much for coming and for sharing with us this incredible interview and incredible moment. Gracias, Antonio Arana, mi informático, que lleva con nosotros tanto tiempo y que sube a las redes sociales y a la web todo lo que hacemos. Thank you so much. We can find in NGO Just Cause, www.causajusta.es. I hope to see us next week with more things, more artists. Will be the best for everybody. But before leaving, I would like it if they want to sing us another song.
Yeah, we could do a little one. Maybe Wildwood Flower or something like that. Let me.
Okay, see you soon, all audience.
My wolf, white eye, will mingle my raven black hair with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, and the meadow so bright in its emerald.